When we first entered the gyms network, because we're both from franchising backgrounds, we thought it would be being a franchise, there would be a percentage of revenue that would be invoiced out to all of our franchisees and including the franchisors. But in actual fact, we were wrong. It's a set fee. Our set fees for roofing are just over $800 a month. And a roofer can earn anywhere from $1,000 a month to $100,000 a month, and that's all they really pay.
Okay, so today we're joined by Chris, who's the new divisional franchisor for Jim's Roofing, which is relaunched under you guys. You've got off to a great start with some great looking vehicles on the road. So maybe Chris, you want to just introduce yourself and who you are and your experience, and why did you start Jim's Roofing?
Yeah, my name's Chris Chaviaris. We started Jim's Roofing March this year. It feels like a lifetime ago now. My background experience is in franchising as well. So that's what I've been doing for many, many years. I've got businesses outside of this that do run at the same time. This we started because of an opportunity, and we always loved the Jim's group. We love the, especially during the COVID dark days where we saw, you know, Jim really standing up for the Aussie battler and especially his franchisees. And that's something that is very rare in franchising. So that sort of got our attention. We have been working pretty close with the Jim's group with our other coinciding businesses. So an opportunity did come our way and we thought, okay, well, you know, can we make this work? And after many, many months and planning, we thought we would do it. And we started with the roofing division, which, as you just said, was non-active for many, many years, and they wanted to relaunch it. And I guess they're waiting for the right guys to do it. Now, we're not roofers ourselves, myself and my business partner. We feel that's a positive and an advantage because we've got there's no emphasis for us to really take any work for ourselves, which I believe that was actually what was happening back in the past. So the previous franchisor was potentially taking a lot of the good, juicy leads, we like to call them, and sort of palming off all the stuff that he didn't want, or they didn't have time to address. So we don't have that issue anymore. Our job is to make sure our franchisees are busy and their phones are ringing at the end of the day. That's our number one job. Our second job at the end of the day is to make sure that our franchisees are compliant to the brand. So they're following the rules. And I guess these are rules that Jim's group has lived by and sharpened over the last probably, 32 odd years. So they do work. So our job, we've only got really two jobs as franchisors. It's quite a simple job, is to make sure our franchisees are busy, and that's doing their marketing, supporting them growing their business, you know, even as small as, you know, helping them with recruiting, finding the right subbies, the right staff, because a lot of our franchisees are quite busy and they do need staff now. Especially in the roofing division, it's, you know, some jobs are not a one-man show, as you understand. There's a lot of moving parts on a roof, so we basically help with all facets of their job, basically of running their business. We want our roofers to be roofers. That's all we want them to do. We don't want them focusing too much on marketing and HR and this and that, suppliers. We've got all that ready to go for them. They just literally need to be roofers, and we also provide training for them as well. If they need sort of advanced training in certain things, which we've managed to set up with all our suppliers and so on as well. So it's been an interesting 10 months. We've grown a lot. We've started with zero franchisees. We're at almost 20 now, which, you know, doesn't sound like a lot, but it is a lot in 12 months time. We could have had more. We could have probably had 30, 40 potentially, but they probably would have been the wrong people. And we've also got to make sure there's enough work for them as well. We can't just bring on more franchisees and not have work. So, yeah, there is a sort of a balance there that we do need to follow and not get too excited. And, you know, we've said no to franchisees that wanted to join the roofing division for various different reasons. Some of it might have been not enough experience. Some of it have been bad attitude. Some of them have been never run a business before in their life. There's communication issues as well. So there's certain criteria that we do need to live by and make sure that the division grows and stays, I guess, sustainable for growth. Only the right franchisees are going to help us do that.
I was going to say now, Chris, yeah, well, it's a pretty good achievement to get to 20 because most franchise brands, Australia loves franchises. We've got the most franchises per capita. Most franchise brands don't get more than 10. So it's a credit to you to get more than 10 in your first year. So it's a really good start. It just shows you that the demand is there for the Jim's Roofing brand and for the services you provide. And let's talk about, you spoke about franchisee qualities then. So if someone's watching this, what sort of qualities should they have, or what's your ideal franchisee who can really make a go of this?
At the start, when we first launched the brand, we wanted to open it up for people that didn't have experience. Okay. But then we noticed very, very quickly that probably won't work. And the reason is because quite quickly, franchisees, especially in the roofing industry, where you can't find a roofer these days, they get busy too quickly and some of them can't handle it. And people with experience will be able to hit the ground running, do a lot of the work themselves. But the ones that don't have that level of experience, that can be up on a roof themselves and make educated decisions about the quality of a roof and what needs to be done, those are the ones that we're sort of saying no to at the moment because of the amount of work and the type of work that's coming. It's very advanced stuff now. We did set up a training platform with people with no experience, which is still active. But our rules are now that if someone was to come with zero experience, it's a 3 to 6 month sort of mini induction / apprenticeship. They need to complete their Gyms Roofing Academy training, which is set up in New South Wales. That's a 6-day course, sorry, 5-day course, beg your pardon. And then they're on site and sort of as a laborer for the first probably 3 to 6 months until our franchisees, wherever they're sort of, so let's say we've got franchisees in New South Wales and the new franchisee or potential franchisee with no experience wants to come in, they would be positioned on a sort of a rotating roster between all our tradesmen, all our franchisees. Not only do they get an added laborer, but they get someone that potentially wants a Gyms Roofing license, that potentially is going to work harder and the quality of work is going to be better. The care factor, we're noticing that, there's no sick days, very minimal. From an average laborer or average employee, these guys want a license. We don't give them a license until they're ready to get on the roof themselves. So we leave that carrot hanging for that specific reason. Attitude is a big one. So we need to see, and look, it's hard to interview attitude, right? Because everyone's on their best behavior when they're wanting to get a license at the end of the day. So it really does come across as, how they present themselves, the type of questions that they ask. No question's a bad question. And we find the people that just want to come and jump on because they've got no work. Well, there's a reason they've probably got no work. So we've sort of taken a bit of a back step, my partner and I, to really see, well, why are they actually wanting to join us if they're already in the roofing division? We will go as far as look at the past work, obviously website, social media, all that sort of stuff as well. But those are the two criteria that we sort of want. We sort of want someone that's gung-ho, ready to go because of the amount of work that there is at the moment. Someone that's willing to run through a brick wall, essentially, and not say, and not say no to all the advanced or hard jobs or, jobs too far and so forth as well. So yeah, there's many different facets to our requirements, but those would probably be the two big ones that we would probably be looking for the most. The other thing as well, and it's probably a simple one, is communication. People need to be able to communicate with our customers at the end of the day. We've met some unbelievably experienced roofers from overseas that have come in recently with, permanent residency, all that sort of stuff. But their communication just isn't there. As much as their skills and everything like that would be up to scratch, how are they going to be able to communicate a message to our customers, our gym's customers? Because roofing is complicated. Certain valleys and angles and this need to be changed. And if you can't communicate that, how are we going to sell the message to the customer? Because a roofing repair is probably one of the most expensive things you can do in a house. So your communication levels need to be up there or else the customer just won't trust us.
What sort of services are your guys offering in the Gyms Roofing division?
Well, it's all sort of endless at the moment. We've added quite a few different things, but we started off with restoration work, so roofing restoration. We do general pointing, general bedding, repair on broken tiles, on terracotta, on metal. We do metal roofs as well, gutter replacements, repairs, downpipes, cleaning, general cleaning. We specialize in skylights now. So we partnered with Beadlux, which is the Australia's largest skylight manufacturer. So we're one of their preferred installers now. So all our gyms roofers will need to complete a 2-day training course with Beadlux in either Victoria or New South Wales and be signed off by them as well that they're competent to do so. We've also added, which no one really knows yet, we've also added insulation to our division as well, which is a 2024 project for us. What we found in roofing over the last 10 months, I feel like I'm an expert at roofing at the moment, is during the winter time, as much as there's a lot of work because of leaking roofs and everything like that. A lot of our guys can't even get up there to inspect it. No H&S, right? They're not covered by insurance. So, man, they got a lot of spare time in winter time, and it's quite hard for them because there's a lot of work to do. So then we had to work out a way, okay, how do we keep our guys busy? Okay, we need to do something inside of a roof. And that's where roof insulation came into play as well. So Jim and Rocky have been fortunate enough to allow us to add that as a part of our service code, which we'll be advertising that next year. We're just in the process now of organizing training, assessments, and certificates for our guys and the type of insurances that they require as well. Because quite quickly, anything with gyms, once you launch it, you know, there'll probably be government jobs that come out from it as well. And we need to make sure that all our guys are ready to go, not just for domestic work, but also for potential with commercial work. We can't control the work that comes in. And once it gets out pretty quickly. And yeah, we've got to cater for growth. So we can't just roll it out. And we've got to make sure our guys have got all the vacuum systems and everything like that as well, which is a cost. So we've got to work with through that and see what type of finance options we can do for them and make sure their cash flow isn't dramatically affected by this as well. So those are our main things that we do.
And let's talk about just how lucrative is this sort of service? Because people, the great thing you said to me is that I didn't know that you can, someone who might be corporate, you could, if they had the right attitude and fit all the right criteria, you could actually do this as a division as opposed to something else in gyms, which they might normally go to. So how lucrative can this roofing franchise be for someone?
Pretty lucrative. I guess it really depends on a couple of different points. You know, what type of services they can do. I guess the type of money and time that they're willing to invest to grow their business. I mean, obviously we help them all the way, but at the end of the day, we can only do so much. It is our franchisee's own business. So we can guide them and give them all the necessary advice. But in terms of funds, it's sort of uncapped, really. I mean, and when you own your own business, it is uncapped. That's why people start up their own business. You can go as low as earning zero or go as high as earning millions. It depends on how much staff you want to bring on board. The more staff you bring on board, the more work you can do. But then you've got that added headache of managing the staff as well. So there is a fine balance of that. But the average franchisee, I think, I mean, depending on which state we're talking of, would earn anywhere between the $15,000 to $30,000 gross, I'd imagine, and, you know, within the first, you know, 6 months. Some are earning more and some are earning less. And there's various different factors. And it's quite common for the people that are earning a lot more and the people that are, you know, just getting by. So it is a common sort of trend then that sort of revolves around that.
And let's say you're speaking to a roofer right now, he's like independent roofer, you know, obviously they might be sick of doing all the marketing or sick of doing all this other stuff. Like, how's the support from you guys? You've talked about it at the start before, but more geared towards if someone's got their own business already and they want to get, you know, a part of this, what's the benefits to them from your perspective?
The benefit of a roofer that's running his own business at the moment, let's call it a one-man show, is that we would basically he'd be joining Australia's or Australasia's largest franchising brand. Okay, the brand awareness is something that, you know, is uncompared. You just can't compare it to any other brand out there. Okay, so we have a lot of roofers that are coming in. They're wanting to join our division simply because they feel it'll be easier to win work when they've got a larger brand back behind them. So versus at the moment, Gary's Roofing, Steve's Roofing, then someone comes from Jim's Roofing with a proper warranty that isn't going anywhere, whether the franchisee is with us or not in 10 years time is very lucrative, right? It's worth a lot of money to someone. So that is a huge draw card why people want to join the brand, not just the roofing division. I'm guessing every other division. But I guess with roofing is, it's one of those divisions where there's a lot of people that say that they're roofers. There's a lot of cowboys out there that will do the roof. And the problem is that a lot of owners won't go on the roof and inspect it. Why? Because people don't want to go on their own roofs, right? And it's not something you would look at pretty often if you don't have to, unless you're driving in from your driveway. So basically, yeah, there's a lot of that happening. So we've got to be careful of those type of roofers that are wanting to join. But we, like I said, we do all their marketing. Okay, we advertise on a state-based level. Franchisees will pay us a certain amount each month. They add anywhere between $100 to $200 a month. It's a contribution towards state-based marketing. It's very, very cheap. and we do all the social media, Google, Facebook, and so on. There's also we also provide in-house digital marketer that does all our franchisees' local area marketing, so all their Google, their SEOs, all the complicated things, and that's if the franchisee wants it. Some franchisees have enough work to not even really worry about marketing, so they've got enough work coming from the gym's platform. So we send them all the work for them. Literally, just got to go out there and quote the job, win the work, and do it with quality.
I was going to say as well, with the question we get common just in gyms in general, when people don't understand how the fees work. Do you want to just talk about the fees and how it's not a percentage of revenue, which is a common misconception when it comes to gyms?
Yeah, 100%. So gyms, when we first entered the gyms network, because we're both from franchising backgrounds, we thought it would be being a franchise, there would be a percentage of revenue that would be invoiced out to all of our franchisees and including the franchisors. But in actual fact, we were wrong. It's a set fee. So our set fees for roofing are just over $800 a month after their compliance discount and everything like that. So it works out to be about 80 thereabouts. And a roofer can earn anywhere from $1,000 a month to $100,000 a month, and that's all they really pay. There is nothing else that they really need to pay apart from their marketing, which is an extra $200 thereabouts, and then whatever leads essentially come as work. So I guess the way the leads work, the way we treat it and we tell our franchisees to treat leads, is a cost of good. It's a cost of good. So you will only be sent a lead if it comes through the gym's network. Now, these leads, gym's customers are very, very loyal customers. They physically need to pick up the phone and call the gym's 131546 number. So they're not high pages leads where people are just putting something on and, you know, it's a race to the bottom. It doesn't work like that. They've called gyms for a reason. They've used the network before and they trust the brand. So yeah, some of our franchises are getting anywhere between, you know, 30 to some of them have got 60 leads a month in roofing. That's too much. No. That's a lot for roofing. You know, some roofing jobs need 3, 4, 5 days to complete, right? So there's a lot of unserviced work that's going in certain states as well. But even that, I mean, each lead for us costs them $37, $38. And if you combine that with the average roofing job, you know, we've calculated it to be the $2,500 to $3,000 mark, less than 1% of the...
Very cheap. Job. Very cheap.
And that's the thing. And that's what we say, you know, add it on to the cost of the job and you'll never really have to pay for it. And, you know, that's the one fee that we tell people, that's what you want to be paying, because it means you're getting your phone's ringing. If you're not paying that fee, there's something wrong. So yeah, that's basically how obviously there's a small little other pass-through costs and everything like that to use the gym's call center and stuff like that. But that's minute, $30-$40 a month, nothing major. But what really attracted us about this franchise was it's not really a franchise. It's more of a membership model. And that's what we really, really like about it. And a lot of our franchisees like it as well. Works.
Yeah, when you break it down, it's less than, you know, $250 a week, you know, in total. You know, and if you're an independent business running roofing, you know, you got to do SEO properly, you got to do websites. It's not cheap. And to do SEO alone properly, you're talking thousands a month. So plus Google Ads, everything else as well. So it's just from a cost perspective, people look at it and go, I don't want to be paying a monthly fee, but you're already paying a monthly fee in terms of everything else you're doing in your business. And with gyms, it's just such a good head start. And as you said, the brand into a job where someone's picking between three brands and then gyms comes along, gyms 90% of the time is always going to win out, because customers do know if something happens, there's backing up the brand, which is something, the workmanship guarantee. Plus, they know that the franchisee has been vetted by us, police, check, security, all that sort of stuff. So it's an absolutely no-brainer, even if you're an existing roofing business. I was going to say as well, Chris, to you, the training itself, so you've obviously got training with you and you make an assessment and stuff, but do you want to outline for them about the gym's training and just the 3-day course itself?
That's our favorite part. So when we interview our franchisees, we actually don't allow them to sign any documents or really pay anything unless they've done the gym's training. Okay. We just feel that's our final selling point from our pitch, is come and do the training. Don't take it from us. Go and meet gym yourself. You're going to be in a room with 200 other people on average that is in the same position as you, leaving industries, changing careers, rebranding businesses, and they're all going to have the same concerns and the same anxiety, okay? And the whole point of the gym's training is it teaches them how to run a gym's branded business, how to take advantage of it, how to upsell the warranty, how to use the technology. The gym's technology is amazing, okay? We're paperless. Jim's Jobs runs our boys, runs their life, basically. Yeah. And the whole philosophy about becoming a Jim's franchisee, which is, it's all about the customer. And that's what we're finding with a lot of franchisees that want to come on board, is we've got to be very careful of the customer service experience, because there's no disrespect to any tradesmen out there, but you know, a lot of them don't have it. They want to do the job, they want to get paid, and they want to move on to the next one. And we'll struggle to sometimes even get back out there if they haven't done the right job, or the customer's not satisfied. And we found that with some of our franchisees that have come on in at the start. It's their bad habits, they didn't drop them, and we won't stand for any of that as well. We've let go of 3-4 franchisees recently because their customer service, their quality of work was just not up to scratch. We've got no problems at all about doing that. The customer always comes first. That's the reason they've got this opportunity as well, and that's the big thing that that the Jim's 3-day training has that does. It sort of can vet out a lot of the franchisees as well. We had one franchisee in particular from South Australia who did the training the first day. Called me and said, "This is not for me." I said, "Mate, why?" He goes, "Well, mate, the customer service is just, it's too high. I can't, if I get too busy." I won't be able to commit to this sort of, you know, and then the reviews, I just feel like Jim's is all over me with they're going to monitor me too much I just need to want to do the job. I just want to go to the next one. So, well, mate, it's not a matter of monitoring you. It's a matter of making sure you do the right thing. Yeah. But it's not for me. I just don't want any, I just want to do the work and just go to the next one. It saved us a lot of headaches. Because the first day you get there, it's all about bang, bang, the customer. And they will get surveys. They will get messages. We want to know, if you rock up with your uniform on, with your car app, is it clean? This is the type of things that they get hammered with straight away, which is a good thing. And the ones that last the 3-day training, they're fair income.
Absolutely. I was going to say, Chris, before we end up today with the roofing part of the discussion, I was going to say, if someone wants to learn more about becoming a franchisee, what do they need to do? What's the best thing to find out more information?
Yeah, they can call 131-546, or they can personally call me on 0439-040-593, and they give me any information that they want. So yeah, I'm available 24 hours a day, literally.
Awesome. Well, thanks for your time, Chris, about Jim's Roofing. It's really exciting. I think if you're a roofer who's in business already, you know how hard it can be. I think Jim's is a no-brainer. And if you're someone who maybe wants to look outside of something in the traditional, let's say, gym services, be mowing or cleaning, I think roofing, if you've got the right attitude and want to go through the training process, it can be a really good decision long-term financially as well for someone in an industry that seems to need really good people and good tradies. So it's definitely an option for everyone. So thanks for your time, Chris, today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Joel. Much appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the episode of the Jim's Podcast. If you want to learn more about the Jim's Group, head to jims.net or call us on 131-546 Australia or 0800-454-654 New Zealand. And if you did like the episode as well, please make sure you leave a review or a comment or a thumbs up or a comment on the video as well. We appreciate your support. And until next episode, we hope you have a great week.